What is up, Sip Slow crew? This is Sip Slow Podcast. As always, I'm your host, CYT. And as always, got my co-host with me,
Danny C.
And welcome back to season two of Sip Slow. It's been a while. It's been a long time since we've done this. And I can't wait to be back. I'm glad we're back, man, doing this again. And
me too, man.
There's a lot that's happened since we've been gone. And, you know, some of the things that's happened, I got engaged.
I started grad school.
I got married.
I decided to start running.
I got a house with my wife.
I moved apartment complexes.
And I traveled the world, kind of.
And I stayed here and became a professional groomsman.
So not too much has changed as we roll into this season two. And another big change that we're doing here at Sip Slow, as you can see, we have a new co-host with us, Camilo.
What's up, y'all?
Ow, ow.
Thanks so much for inviting me on and having me. It's a real pleasure to be here. Huge fan, longtime listener. I got to say, favorite episode is obviously the Moshell episode where Danny grilled him. And
most viewed, baby.
Love Moshell. Got to bring him on before he leaves the country.
Just brutalized him. It was awesome.
Brutalized.
Much love to him. But yeah, looking forward to having some fun times with y'all. And let's make it happen.
Man, I'm glad that you joined us, man. I think you'll bring really good views, really good conversation to this.
Thanks, dude.
Also, he brought the new equipment that you see here well. So
we upgraded.
We love Camilo. I met him at Elsa College, and he grew up in the same town I did. And he's one of the smartest guys I actually know, honestly.
That is so sad. There's so many other smart people.
You are insanely smart.
Yeah, he's very smart.
Being humble.
Not street smart, though.
Like, no. Right. I mean, like, he's one of those, like, you're really smart, but he's one of those people you can't tell that to.
Yeah.
Because then he.
Thanks. Yeah. And y'all are telling it to me.
Look at him. He's blushing.
It's so kind.
And here at Sip Slow, you know, we always have to have a drink that we're going to sip on. And today, we have a drink made by our aspiring bartender, Danny, over here.
Side hustle. Like, not full time.
I mean, you gotta start
somewhere, bro.
Yeah, we're starting somewhere, you know.
Why not here on this podcast?
He's gonna be making the drinks from now on.
So, what do we got here, Danny?
We got two of our premium margaritas. Why don't you guys go ahead and try it out for me? You know, give me a rating from 1 to 10. You know, sip it, let it marinate. Then, you know, you guys give me your honest opinions. So.
I don't think I'd never let a margarita marinate.
As I'm sipping, tell us how you made these bad boys.
Tahine rim.
I hope the audio picked up all of that.
It's a little sweet. I don't like them too sweet. I will say that the lime juice could have been actual lime juice as opposed to great value lime juice, but we'll do what we can. I'm going to rate this one a
6.5.
Oof.
Damn.
Weird. Very harsh with our friends, but
we went down.
I'm not like my first go to drink is not a margarita, so I'm not like the biggest margarita person.
Okay,
but for me to drink this, I mean, it's pretty good. I think it was something I would get a second one of or a third one of.
How much would you pay for it?
I would
be realistic,
probably $5 or $6, man.
All right, that's fair.
If I were to rate it, I'd give it 7.2.
7.2. At least we're over a 7 with you.
I think I'm more of a flavor margarita person, but on the rocks. So I'm always on the rocks, though.
Yeah, on the rocks is the only way to go. 100%.
Good job, man.
I'm not a frozen drink person.
This dude gave me a 6.5 and said, good job.
Like, what are we? Great effort. Great effort.
Great effort. Great effort.
Wow. All right. This is my first, to be fair, this is the first margarita that I've ever made in my life. So I'll take a 7.2 and a 6.5.
Danny, why aren't you drinking?
For Lent. So I gave up alcohol and pop for Lent. Yes, I said pop.
Soda. Yeah.
In the Chicagoland area, we say pop. And that is where I'm born and raised, and I refuse to say soda. But yeah, so no alcohol or pop until, you know, March 28th. So yeah.
We'll be
I'm sipping on a coffee right now.
I'm not gonna lie, though. I've actually really never seen you drink soda. So did you really give up a lot there?
Whenever I do drink, I like to have like a Jack and Coke or something like that. So like
classy guy.
Or like with my cheat meals, I like to have like a Dr. Pepper or a Coke. So like sticking with water or like maybe a Powerade Zero has been it's been all right. But you know, I do definitely miss like my Dr. Peppers with lime.
Dr. Pepper. Are you a Dr. Pepper fan? Are you a Dr. Pepper fan?
I'm 100% a Dr. Pepper fan.
I'm not a soda guy.
Like I said, cheat meals specifically, or if I'm drinking alcohol, but yeah. So.
Well, we'll be counting down.
Time's flying, man. Time's flying. And so is this coffee. I'm already down.
I got into coffee, so I'm curious to know how that goes for me going forward. I just got into doing coffee as a drink of mine.
Do you think that came with turning 30?
Maybe. I really do think
Low energy. Need something to hype you up.
I think I did it just for as a flex. Everybody else is doing it. Maybe a follower. Oh, everybody else drinking coffee and it look nice. Look at that glass. Look at that cup.
This is a nice glass.
You know. Oh yeah. You know. And then going when I went to Europe, and I had to throw that in there. Everybody was drinking coffee. It looked really nice. You know.
Yeah. I started drinking coffee when I came back from Dubai.
Yeah. You know.
You've changed, Christian.
I didn't go to Dubai, but yeah. You know, you see everybody drinking it, you know, maybe coffee is the move.
They're onto something.
It's been the move for centuries.
All right. But yes, Margarita Man, can't wait to see what else you make us in the next coming episodes.
For sure.
Start you off at the novice level. We'll work your way up to the big boy stuff later on.
Yeah, it's a slow process. Like I said, this is my first
margarita. No, we're going to just throw you in there. It's not a slow process.
I was talking about for my actual side. Well, I'm starting off as a bar back so I can learn all the drinks and stuff, but as time progresses.
Then one episode we'll just have you try all, when you're back to drinking, just try all the drinks you made.
I'm going to be biased though. Like everything's bare minimum 8 out of 10. There's no 6.5s over here. You know?
Well, Danny, I know that you've been a novice drink maker, obviously, but I know that you're not new at the dating game.
No.
Getting into it. So why don't we get into what it's like dating in the wild?
Yeah, man. I've been out in the wild for a little over 2 years now, and it's crazy out here, y'all. People are hookup culture is big right now, and you know, as a guy looking for a healthy relationship, you know, it's just hard to find a good connection out here, and like people are crazy. People will waste your time, and you know, and also it's just been hilarious, man. It's been hilarious. You know, I came with some examples.
You brought some receipts?
Oh yeah, we always keep receipts around here.
How many receipts? Do you have a lot of receipts?
I brought 3 for today, but like as far as the total archives, yeah, we got quite a bit.
Oh, then we gotta see all these receipts and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, we can. Yeah, I mean, do y'all want to take a look at it some right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do it. What we got?
All right, we're gonna throw this first one on the screen. So here we got the girl's face blurred out, but she said the sluttiest thing a man can do is have a cat. What are you doing? What do y'all think about that? Like, what's y'all's thoughts about that? Actually, before y'all answer that, do any one of y'all own a cat right now?
Oh my god, I have a cat.
Oh, you slut.
Yeah. Oh, man. Promiscuous.
Oh, man, no. I mean, cats are awesome, but I don't know.
I had a cat in college.
Do y'all feel personally attacked? Were you a slut in college?
Oh, my.
Pleading the fifth?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, Chief.
Not going to touch that either.
But I think it's hilarious. So did this indicate to you that you wanted to swipe right or start a conversation with this woman?
No, I mean, I you know, I kind of just screenshotted. I was dying laughing when I saw her profile, but I just, you know, I wasn't attracted to her, so I hit the X for sure.
That's why we blurred the face out.
Yeah. It has me think sometimes that maybe they just do it for fun. Like, does she really think that the sluttiest thing a man could do is have a cat?
I didn't take it seriously. Like I said, I died laughing. Even if she was serious, I just wasn't, like, physically attracted to her, so I hit the X.
But does she want a man with a cat?
I think she's kind of going for that.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought the dog thing was more of a helpful thing with dating. You know, Luda helped me get my wife, so I was like, maybe she get a dog, bro.
No, he can't, dude.
I had a dog for 3 days.
We'll have to go into that story another time.
Yeah, stay tuned for the dog and for a 72-hour story. And before you judge me, I had a very valid reason. Like, a very valid reason.
You got a valid reason to return the dog?
Like I said 5 minutes ago, we always keep receipts back.
That's good.
All right, you guys say you got another one for us?
Yeah, so let's scroll down to the next one. So here we got this girl saying her most controversial opinion is men should not use ellipticals.
Oh my god, bro. That's a hater, bro. What? That's a fucking hater.
Bro, I love ellipticals, bro.
Bro, I sat there and thought about it, bro. Like, people do be looking weird. I was sitting there laughing at that for sure.
It's a great exercise. I don't know why you'd be.
I mean, I'm a
it.
Fan of ellipticals when right, I go to the gym.
You kill a lot of cows on that. That's a hater right there. No, I'm assuming you talked to her and swiped.
Nah, right. I hit the X too, man.
Yeah, I hit you the are X, you. So you did swipe right on this girl.
I did not, man. I mean, like I said, like I don't like wasting people's time. I was not physically attracted to this woman either. Again, this was just a hilarious profile. So I screenshotted, you know, just saved it for the laughs, man. You know,
it's a shout out.
Question her. I would ask her, say, well, why? Be like, hey, why?
I wasn't that interested.
Why you hating?
It was just kind of like surface level. I laughed and then I kept it, you know, pushing.
Be like, hey, I got on an elliptical on accident one time. Does that like would you hate me now?
She probably wouldn't match me.
It's pretty PG. We're keeping it pretty PG. Yeah,
we're keeping it PG for right now. You know, like, this is our first day back after a long sabbatical.
Okay. Very true.
So. What do you put as your most controversial opinion on your dating profiles?
Oh, I'm glad you asked this. Pineapples belong on pizza. That is my most controversial opinion.
Pineapples
sure.
do belong on pizza.
That is such a freaking warm take.
Dude, you honestly, like, you would be surised, like, how many women will, like, send me a like on Hinge, but, like, they'll comment on that and be like, what's wrong with you?
Oh my god.
Or they'll be like, pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Do you not like pineapple?
No,
pizza?
Of course I love it, but it's like, unless you're Italian, why are you gonna care that much, you know?
Bro, I feel like that's just part of, like, the sliding in the DMs game. Like, you go off something that's on the person's profile, yeah. You know? I was surprised at how many people do not like pineapple on pizza.
But Camila, you never had a dating profile. You never had a. You never
there
had a
there
chance.
Was a brief moment. There was a brief moment when Tinder came around where I had a really bad Tinder profile. But that was it. That was it.
So you never
6 months. Six
so you
months.
Never experienced Bumble or Hinge.
No.
Do you have screenshots of your Tinder profile or know anybody somewhere, that has screenshots of your Tinder profile?
I think there's someone floating around somewhere. It was stupid.
Oh yeah, let's look around for that. If
you have it out there, find it.
Let's dive deeper into that.
Love to see what's on that.
Oh yeah, for sure. All
right, we got one more.
Yeah, I got one more. This one is an actual woman that I matched with. This was on Facebook dating. We'll throw it on the screen. yeah. Like,
you're trying everything.
We've tried everything. So, yeah. So this is just a small screenshot of the ending of the conversation. We were talking about, like, she was talking about a venture that she wanted to get into, and, you know, I was like, well, yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think you should embrace that. And then she told me that she had a son in that previous message. So I asked her, how old is her son? And I said, what else do you like to do for fun in your free time? Now here is, she said she definitely wants to embrace her venture. She said he's 17 months old. I was like, okay. And she said, I have another one coming in March.
What?
Excuse me?
And, And she said, and I like to go. She tried to skirt past it, and I like to go on nature walks and kind of just enjoy the.
Oh, yo, she did really skirt past.
What about you? And I read it, and I was like.
She tried to sandwich it in there, dude.
I was
she
like,
tried
wait.
To sandwich it in there.
Like, time out, bro. Like, you're pregnant, like, right now? Like, you are carrying another man's child right now. And she
so
said,
sad,
I am.
Dude.
Me and the dad aren't together. I'm like, well, I'm
sorry if I just threw you off.
Sorry if I just threw you off. You know, like I said, I don't like wasting time. I just kind of just ended the combo there. You know, I was just like, hey. Appreciate you letting me know. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not interested in pursuing this situation.
Jesus.
I wish you the best.
That's brutal.
And just to let y'all know, this is not the first actively pregnant woman that has tried to talk to me. So.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, you know, not knocking the hustle is just not for me.
So, yeah, predates are definitely swipe left.
Okay. Yeah, nah. Like, it's one thing for the kids to already be here, but for you to actively be. I'm not about now.
So, you're not real. So.
Wait, but you swiped right on you approved this match?
She didn't have signs of her being actively pregnant on her profile.
What about having a kid?
I saw the kid.
Okay, but you don't care.
You're open to that a little.
Yeah, I was open to the kid already being here, but like you, it's something about me walking around with you carrying another man's baby. Like, like I just can't see myself doing.
I'm sorry, I have to say this unpopular opinion. She said the kid was 17 months old. That kid is 1 year old. I'm just saying, the kid's one.
Yeah,
he's not 17, he's one.
Yeah, that kid is definitely, yeah. He's
over. Good God.
He's about to be two. He's not, oh, you don't like that?
No, I'm just thinking about this chick with the audacity, bro. that's outrageous.
We got deep in a combo. I mean, yeah. Like, what do you like to do for fun? I'm pregnant, but yeah, also
and
like
walks. Beautiful.
So, yeah, like just to give y'all a glimpse of how it is dating out here, you know, if you guys are in a relationship right now, please work it out. You don't want to be out here. Like, you really don't. Unless you're just trying to hook up, then yeah, this dating life is for you. So, anyway, though, let's move on to the next
one. That was dating in the wild, huh?
I cannot.
That was dating in the wild. Tune in next time.
I cannot wait till the next one. Those are funny. But yeah, that's hilarious. But as that's gone, I got married, like I said, and Camilo just got married as well, his anniversary.
Coming up 1 year, March 30th. Amazing, and, amazing experience.
Yeah? Amazing experience. I love it. And Danny's been in what? How many weddings? Because of all the friends getting married?
Seven to eight. And that was just last year to this
year.
Dang,
dude. Bro. So you witnessed a lot of love.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of love. No. Well, yeah,
like,
I
don't think y'all understand. Like, I was borderline broke like last year.
Hey man, you got a lot. You should have a lot of pictures of in Tuxes, man.
I do. If you check out my Instagram, I have a couple photos.
Yo, he's only put the good ones on there. If the groom picked a bad suit, he was just like, nah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think our picture's on there.
I don't think I got him for real.
Bro, no, we posted
the link.
It.
I need to go through those.
Nah, he didn't say like the suit.
I know. I just need to go through. Yeah. Who didn't like the suit? I paid for the suit. I had to like the suit.
Like, if someone had an ugly suit and they asked you to be a groomsman and the suits were ugly, would you be like, nah, I'm not putting that shit on?
I haven't. I haven't in a wedding with an ugly suit. I'm not saying who's. I think y'all know whose, but I am not. Yeah.
In that scenario, it wasn't the suit that was ugly. It's the place we got it from. They were just bad. But they went out of business, so, you know.
I'm not shocked by that.
Dang, yeah.
Bad materials.
Bad materials.
Overpriced bad materials.
But along with being a groomsman, yeah, spending the money, we did a lot of bachelor parties as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so... You know, I don't think you're going to say which one your favorite because I don't want to put that out there.
That's sabotage.
You.
Absolutely not.
And I had a bachelor party. Camilo did not have a bachelor party. But I have to ask this question to first Camilo, then I'll ask Danny, then we'll squeeze in mine. Camilo, if you were to do a bachelor party, where would have you done? What would you have done?
Wait. Before you start, can you say why you didn't have a bachelor party?
Okay.
All right. So here's the thing. I did a wedding that was out of the state, out of the country. All right, so I knew that people were about to drop like a decent amount of coin just to make it to our wedding.
Consider
which,
it.
So I figured that down there is when we could get a little wild and have a good time sharing it with our friends. And so I chose not to put anyone through that expense because I know it's expensive. It's pricey.
So nice. He was. I mean, that's very nice kind
but,
of
you. Yeah. You know, but I did I did miss on some having some fun moments with my bros before. And so I do regret not having a cool little event. But if I were to have a bachelor party, I think I could do something fun, like go skiing or something, go to the mountains, go, you know, see the women of the night. I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm just joking.
So a cabin. A cabin.
A cabin. Boys, boys going in the cabin, getting a hot tub.
Okay, wait. I didn't know you skied before. Have you skied?
I've skied one time. I'm a green and maybe blues. I don't do the blacks.
I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't understand. Do you understand?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, we're you know, we don't. I don't think you can't like ski in Chicago. So
no, like the black trails. You can't. The black trails are the toughest.
The black trails are the toughest.
Yeah, dude. Nah, come on. Let's not go there.
It's just Black History Month.
Black trails. That's all I'm gonna remember from that. So. I'm
totally kidding. Do you think it's easier to ski or snowboard?
No, definitely skiing. Snowboarding, you need a lot of core, and you need 3 days. You could probably get on skis within a session or two, but
solid.
Highly suggested.
Cabin trip would have been fun, man.
Cabin would have been cool.
I think you could have. I mean, we could have done it if you wanted to, but I understand that was really nice of you. Like your wedding was one of the best weddings I've ever been to. So
thank you. Shout out Isabella, Elsa, the wedding planner, whose name is Tatiana. Todd, obviously.
Columbia, man. We got to go back. I have to.
Oh, most definitely. Maybe we could throw like a quick picture of him and his wife in here.
Yeah,
like, let's throw it up on the screen.
Thanks, y'all.
Look at that.
What an amazing, beautiful. Amazing time.
Awesome. All right. So, what about you? When you get to that point? Have you
thought? What are we doing, Danny? What are we doing?
Well, what are we gonna go do? Hopefully, we're invited.
Of course, you guys are invited. Come on.
So, where would you? What would you want to do?
I've never gotten that deep into. I think maybe I'm big on board games and card games, as y'all know.
Boring.
So definitely like, you know, having all the guys together, like having like a casino night, something like that. Shoot. Probably like another basketball tournament.
For your bachelor party.
Bro, like I'm not really.
Where would you, so just keep it here in Dallas then?
See, like I said, I haven't really thought that deep into it. Maybe like,
what's the raunchiest thing you want to do at your bachelor party?
Raunchiest thing,
just you know,
probably like just get a section somewhere. I mean, I'm not a strip club guy at all. I don't like going to strip clubs. Not knocking people who, you know, do that, but it's just not my thing. So,
I don't think people that do that would get offended.
I don't know, man. Nowadays, you can offend anybody saying anything. So,
nah, dude.
Yeah, no, I would definitely say that, like, probably just like getting a section somewhere, getting rowdy. That's probably like the raunchiest thing.
Yeah, man.
But like what we did for the fantasy draft, where we had like that Olympics, that beer Olympics.
Beer-length, yeah.
Yeah, like
that'd be fun.
I enjoy stuff like that. Yeah, you know, especially like with me getting up in age and stuff. So. Yeah, you know.
I always think like doing something like doing a basketball tournament before a wedding, anything can happen, man.
Yeah, that's kind of risky.
That's very risky.
That's risky.
Like, sure.
You don't want to get hurt.
Or a groomsman get hurt, like, and then they like just crutch it up to the.
Nah, dude, you gotta have a backup groomsman. You'd be like, hey.
Oh, you gotta have a backup. You're gonna tell, hey,
that
man,
would
I'm
be,
sorry.
That would be insane.
Sorry you tore your ACL at my bachelor party, but I can't have you up there with me. Next time, have aesthetic. Better knees.
His bridesmaid is wheeling him up the aisle.
That's good.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I would be open to like going to like Nashville. As y'all both know, I love country music. Nashville or I.
Are there sections at a country bar?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Really?
Have y'all been to Nashville?
No.
I'm sure there's got to be somewhere where you can get the little fire, the lights, and putting up the sign.
What country song plays while you're getting bottle served?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I love my rap. That's number one. Country's two. And, you know, like, no, I'm sorry. R&B is two and then country's three.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I would need more time to think about this. But
what about you?
Wait, what music do y'all like? What's y'all's top three genres?
I like a little bit of everything. honorable mention, from COVID, I got into like EDM and house music. Kind of crazy. But I mean, mine's like, you know, hip. I think R&B is probably first for me.
Okay.
That's like, I mean, R&B, hip hop. Third would be, man, that's a, I never really.
Did you become a Swiftie recently?
Oh, yeah. I like one Swiftie song, and now I'm a
you
Swiftie.
You definitely like more than one Swiftie song.
I like one Swiftie song. You know, I like, you know, I think it's between two. Gospel music and Broadway show music.
Nice.
So, Hamilton.
That's so.
I love Hamilton. Man.
Your wife definitely corrupted you.
That's actually.
You awesome. Would not have said Hamilton 4 years ago.
That's culture, bro. That's culture.
I think if I learn how to speak Spanish, I think I would be more into Latino music, though. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy the beats and the stuff. That
yeah, Latin music is hype, man. It's lit.
What about you, Camilo?
What's your top
three? Oh, man, dude.
Also, wait, I'd like to say this first. Camilo ran a 5K upstairs on our treadmill with no music.
That's some David Goggins.
That's a monster, bro. That's some psycho.
That's some psycho.
Bro,
you have to be fighting some serious demons.
Bro, that, no music? No music?
Bro.
That's wild.
How long was the 5K? How long did it take you?
I hit 24:15 today, 24 minutes, 15 seconds.
Mad impressive.
You did it so fast because you wanted to listen to something.
Yeah, I heard everyone talking downstairs. I was like, I want to join that conversation. Like, let me hustle.
Bro, so 24 minutes.
No music, no
of
nothing.
You just in your thoughts listening to your feet pound on this treadmill. Oh,
and I'm staring at the number go down. Just like, so getting there, dude. It's actually
Yo,
that's intense.
Wild.
Now that I think about that.
Mental toughness.
Bro, I can
that
never.
Is some serious mental toughness. I tip my hat to that.
I can't. If I don't have music, dude. I'm not working out.
I've done it before. It sucks. Like, I've driven to the gym, and I've gotten there, and I'm like, I left my AirPods. So, I've done it, though. I'm like, I'm here. You know, you just get lost in your thoughts, and next you know, you've been there for 35 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Halfway done, so.
No, man, I just can't. I cannot. I have to have something.
And I get it.
Unless I'm with somebody, then we can talk, but.
Yeah.
Talking does get, you know, because it makes the workout a little longer, too.
No, facts. Wait, what are your.
Oh, sorry.
Your music, your top three genres.
We'll you know, I'm a big fan of like early 2010s rap, like but very, very popular. I'm not into learning about all the very specific details, which makes me super lame. I know.
So you listen to Lil Jon while you're running.
I don't listen to music, bro. But
Drake is his.
Drizzy, yeah, you know.
Old Drake.
Aubrey Graham.
They said they want the old Drake.
So I'm a big fan of that. I love low-key. I kind of like classical music. I like listening to that while I work. And I like listening to like synthesizers in the background while I'm working. It helps me concentrate.
Synthesizers. Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know what that is.
Just these sounds that make you concentrate. It's really weird.
Like, what's an example? Why don't we play?
Like, I don't know. I can't. You know what?
We'll play an example right now.
It just made it sound like it's just a vibrator in the background. Just.
That's literally what it says. It's like, it's focus vibrations that to help you focus on work.
Are you in an ASMR?
That's what he's into.
I can't be.
Just somebody just eating chicken in the back.
That would bother the crap out of me, man. Like, oh my gosh. I can't stand like listening to other people eat.
I don't like the ASMR of it, but I do watch people do mukbangs and stuff.
Why?
Bro, I'm just into it, bro. Lately now too, what I do.
What was your last mukbang you watched?
Oh, man. Okay, so there's a moment, I'm not trying to be, you know, like a prestigious or something like that. I don't know the word for it.
Prestigious?
Pretentious. I'm trying to be pretentious, but the last time I was, like, really into it was, so, in Germany, we were doing wedding stuff, helping Moray and Kevin with their wedding. And shout out to Moray and Kevin. And... we were helping with them, and we helped until like 10, 11 o'clock at night. And at that point, we were at a small town, small village in Germany. All the places there, all the kitchens closed. Mm-hmm. So hungry, starving, bro. Nothing. The closest McDonald's was like 20-30 minute walk away. But it was like in like middle of the dark. And it started raining.
You walked 30 minutes from McDonald's in the rain?
No, bro. So what happened was everybody was like trying to scrounge up food that they had, like brought, like somebody had protein bars, stuff like that. And then, you know, Rachel comes and asks me, my wife, she goes like, so what are you going to eat for dinner? And I was like, I'm just going to watch somebody eat food on YouTube and that'll be my dinner for the night. Like, that was literally it. That was just watch somebody eat Taco Bell. Like, bro, that's another thing. I was gone for so long, bro. I missed Taco Bell. So I just watched somebody eat Taco Bell. And I was like, it did the job until I had to wake up early. I woke up when, you know when like, they say free breakfast is served from, like, 6 a.m. to, like, 10 a.m.? Yeah. Bro, I was there at 6 a.m. I was so, like.
So watching other people eat made you full.
It didn't make me fool. Did the job enough to make
you forget.
Made you forget. Yeah.
Taco Bell, crazy. Bro. I can't even believe. Have you ever attempted a mukbang or any crazy eating challenge, bro?
I mean, when you just order too much food, I guess it just automatically becomes a mukbang.
Maybe we can fit in a mukbang one of these days, bro.
I mean, we used not say we used to do it, but like,
I feel like this audio would just capture too much. Like, these mics are ultra sensitive. It'd be
We did me and you did paleo.
So what are you doing tonight?
When me and you did paleo, we would have cheat meals and we would just buy a bunch of food sometimes.
Yeah, but we weren't recording that.
No, I'm just saying that's a mukbang. I'm saying that's we like, you know, that's, we ate a lot of food in them.
No, that's true. Okay, wait. So to dial it back and get back on track, your bachelor party.
Nice. Yeah. Yes, thank
which
you. That's good job.
Yeah, which built for there. I did my bachelor party. I actually did. My bachelor party was in Austin, but mine was a, I don't know how you say it, but mine was a bachelorette party. I did it with my wife. We had ours together. Separate Airbnbs for me and the guys and her friends, but we did certain events together. Hopefully at some point we'll all have clips of some of the stuff we did at our bachelor, because we had our videographer there, so he'll be there. But yes, we
shout out Justin.
We
Justin Porter.
I had my bachelor party at Austin. I think it was great. It was awesome.
Sick place, dude.
What was your favorite part? Like, what was the highlight of the joint bachelorette weekend?
My favorite part for me was when we didn't go out. We went out Friday night. We didn't go out Saturday night. But in that time, Saturday night, I think your wife came up with the idea of, or you, I don't remember who did, of just everybody went around and said nice things about me.
Of course you did, bro.
It was more so, it wasn't really nice things. It was more so like our favorite memories.
Our favorite memory. Our favorite stories.
There was so many epic.
Yeah.
That was very nice. It was awesome. It was funny. Another funny moment was my other little big sexy
Eddie Scott.
Let's put the picture up on the screen right now. From the bachelor night, actually.
Of him
just look at him in his glory.
Of him just getting as lit is just crazy. Just getting just so lit.
Oh my god.
I think that was just, I mean something like that, for him to do that, it meant a lot to me, even though he was just being himself.
A Kai Delt legend.
And then doing the boat party with other bachelorette parties. I think that was really something. That was something. That was crazy that we found that.
Oh, for sure. That was lit.
Shout out to the best man, Brendan, for putting that together.
Yeah, that was dope.
And finding this apartment that had like 5 rooms and 18 beds to cover everybody was crazy.
That was
awesome.
Yeah, man, that was dope. That was dope.
I mean, I could go for another. I mean, if I were to say, if you know, and I try to keep it cheap, because again, you had like 8 bachelor parties, so a lot of people had a lot of, you know, we didn't want to spend too much money, so we went to Austin. If I were to choose another spot, I could do Vegas.
Vegas is elite.
We were talking about cutting costs, and you went up in costs.
Well, I mean, saying if I
in a perfect world,
money wasn't a problem, I would do a perfect
world. Vegas is lit. Vegas is also, inflation is very much a thing there.
Oh yeah.
I went with my dad for my 25th birthday, and I went to this place called Johnny Rockets, which is a burger joint. It was at the bottom of the hotel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
MGM? We just landed. No, I don't think we stayed at the MGM. I think we stayed at, like, the Flamingo, or the Pink Flamingo, whatever it's called. Something Flamingo.
No, it's on Strip. Flamingo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so, by the link.
Yeah, so go to the basement. I ordered a double cheeseburger and fries, $26.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Yeah, bro, it's not for broke people.
No, bro, it's not for broke people.
It's not, man. It's really not.
But it's legit. There's some really awesome spots up there.
Oh, man, I could talk about Vegas for hours, but let's move on to the next thing. Absolutely. I know, as you guys know.
What are we doing?
Me and Danny used to do the flip the coin for who takes a shot.
Oh, yeah.
But then we're going to do a transition to where we do a trivia where either one of... Each week or each episode, one of us asks a question. If somebody gets it right, the person that asks the question has to take a shot. And the person gets it, if they get it wrong, they have to take a shot. I just think this is a better thing for us to do instead of just 50-50. Let's get some brain cells moving.
Yeah.
Do this. So I'm asking the question this time. Before I say that, you guys are okay with this instead of doing the coin?
Yeah, dude, flip? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So since February just happened, Black History Month, I'm gonna do a Black History question for you. And since we went to Austin College, then there's no multiple choice. There will not be multiple choice for me. You're welcome to do multiple choice for your questions, but I'm not that nice. Wow.
Thanks, Christian.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Shout out AC.
So
Bruce, baby.
But I mean, I feel like this might be an easy question. I think. Hold on, let me check the answer real quick. Close your eyes, guys, before.
He doesn't even know the answer to his own question.
I forgot.
Oh, my God, bro. Should we edit this?
No.
So.
Show him in his glory.
So, are you guys ready for the question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready.
When did Rosa Parks' bus boycott happen? What year?
1956.
No.
Seven.
1962.
You guys were close, though. You guys were close.
60.
1955.
I was close.
You were close.
I said 6.
You said 58, right?
No, he said 58.
You said 58.
Yeah. I said 56.
You guys were so close. But sorry, you lost.
Dang. Dude.
So you had to take shots.
What a monumental moment.
We both had to take... Wait.
You have both had to take shots. All
right, can you hear me that? Thank you. All right, people. This is... This is not alcohol. This is, what is this, club soda?
Club soda and lemon juice.
And some vinegar.
Yeah.
So. It's not vinegar.
He's trying
Camilo to. Camilo is doing a tequila shot.
Cheers, mate.
So that's the type of level I like to go for questions. I mean, let's not make it like any Einstein questions or stuff like that.
I'm going to fuck you up next time, dude.
I'm with that. I'm totally with that. A double of
good shit. Hey, good stuff.
Whole bottle of Boone's Farm, actually.
See, no, we can't go crazy with this.
Get the shotgun, the Four Loko. There you go.
So, that's we got a lot of things. We got a lot of things going new here at Sip Slow.
That was trivia night, or what do we call it?
Trivia shot time. Trivia shot time. We probably have like a little music going on there. Or something like that.
Okay.
But that's what to expect. Coming, we got this trivia, Danny's dating life, a topic. Definitely want to get, to hear what you guys want us to talk about. We can talk about anything on here,
Yeah, send it in. Comment down below if you're on YouTube or if you're on Instagram, send us a DM.
Camilo, how was your first episode, man?
It's been good. It's been good so far. A little more lit than I anticipated. Nah.
That margarita, huh?
Yeah. It's hitting.
6.5 margarita.
6.5 margarita. He finished it.
We're getting there.
Yeah, he's almost there. So, now, do we have any hot takes that I feel like we added this segment in here regarding controversial topics? So, hot takes is we have a random question or two.
We're going to do one. We can only do one right now.
So we're going to do one. And I think we're going to bring in our PA, a.k.a. the Honorable, the Lovely, Senora Valencia. Drum roll, please.
We're going to have her call in.
Well, she's calling in.
Because y'all can't hear it. Damn it.
We're just going to have her come in.
All right. We're going to have our...
We'll go back to do... How much time do we have left?
We got 10 minutes.
Okay, we got... That's what I'm saying. That's what we got for one.
My phone is over there. She's...
Go.
We're rolling. All right, so... I know we're adding new segments, so we decided to add the hot takes segment. Basically, it's one controversial opinion that I throw out here randomly every week, and we decide to discuss how we feel about it.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Let's Maybe. Go for it.
Okay.
Hot take for this week, for season 2, episode 1. It is ridiculous to expect coworkers to not date.
Yeah, a lot of huge romances come out of working. That makes no sense. Obviously, I don't know, man. Christian, have you ever dated a coworker?
Have I ever dated a coworker? No.
I've not dated a coworker. I'm against doing that.
What?
I've worked small companies, and then when
Jim and Pam.
When I've been in relationships when I've been since out of school, so I haven't really had the opportunity to have that scenario. But I mean, I've seen other people do it. I mean,
I'm not against other people doing it. I'm against myself doing it, just because I'm a big fan of you don't
poop where you eat.
You don't poop where you eat, man. Because like if it goes bad, like most companies have policies with like. Conflict of interest. Now, granted, that's like if the person is above you, but we see that happen all the time. Bosses dating people under them, or, you know, stuff like that. I just personally, I'm not going to pursue anybody that I'm at that I'm currently working with. I would wait until either they or myself leave the company, and then I'll.
What if she's hot?
Oh yeah, have you worked with hot people?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Like it hasn't happened very often, but like
you did work at LA Fitness.
That was like,
I'm thinking way back, like when I worked at Wendy's, bro.
I saw a lot of attractive girls coming to the gym when I worked at LA Fitness when I was 18, but that was almost 10 years. I was 19, but yeah, that was almost 10
years. Wait, but you used to be a bouncer. Did you get hit on quite a bit?
I did. But being a bouncer, it's a lot of interesting interactions you have, like actively married women with their husbands would like say stuff to me in front of their husbands, or like would stop and like touch my chest, and I'm like, and the husband's looking at me and I'm like, I'm just standing here, I'm not even like embracing these women. I've gotten paid for kicking women out of bars. Like it's crazy for sure. But you know, I decided to take the bartending route. Because
some more girls,
no, more money, man. Like, like, man, money first, but like, it's like,
are you saying money over women
for right now? Yeah, absolutely. They're not gonna pay my bills, and they want a lot of them want you to pay their bills.
Would you pay your girl's bills?
My wife's bills.
You'll pay your wife's bills.
I'll pay my wife's bills.
What about like, fiance?
My wife's bills.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
Jesus.
Yeah, like I'll take.
What if a woman said that they wanted to pay for stuff for you? Would that make you happy? Would you date that a person that did that for you?
I mean, yeah, like I would appreciate that. Like if she was like, "Hey, you've been paying for a lot. Like, let me get it." Like, yeah, 100%.
I don't think he's talking about that scenario. That's too nice of a scenario. He's thinking about like a sugar mama.
Older.
Oh, would I ever have a sugar mama?
Essentially, yes.
Nah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Dang, you just disappointed a lot of people.
Bro. I like.
But what if she paid for your school, your PS5?
Like, if she, all right, so like, if she don't want no sugar, like if she just like if she just wants like to kick it and like have somebody to like accompany her, I'll do that.
But, bro,
like,
you know that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I know. Like, no, I'm not giving the sugar mama no sugar. Like, that's just not happening. But yeah. But no, but I wanted to do bartending because they work the same exact hours as me, and literally made triple to quadruple what I was taking home. I was making $90 a night.
Well, they were doing a little more work than you were.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I wanted to use my time.
Bro, you're gonna have to step it up, bro.
You're gonna have to step it up.
You look like you're enjoying that 6.5 margarita.
I mean, it depends on what bar you're at. This could be a high quality margarita.
Listen, I'm taking lessons. I'm taking lessons as a bar back. But yeah, I wanted to be more efficient. If I'm gonna be at a bar from 9 to 2, I'd rather have $400 in my pocket instead of 90. But so I want to be more efficient with my time.
Okay, hear me out. Because you talk about the scenario of working with somebody. What if you worked at a bar that had, like, attractive, like, bottle girls or other bartenders? You still, and they had, like, a good vibe that you like.
So, man, like, that's the thing. Like, working in the bar industry, you see a lot. Like, it's crazy. The culture there, as far as, like, employees, everybody's sleeping with everybody. Like, it's nuts. Like, when I first got introduced, I'm like, oh, man, that girl's attractive. Like, I would talk to her, blah, blah, blah. But just, like, you find out so quickly. Like, maybe my second week in, I knew who everybody was sleeping with. And I didn't even ask. It's just, like, people gossip all the time in there. Like, you know, like, when stuff is going down. I've seen girls.
So wait, was the scenario where it's like, oh, hey, dang, that girl's hot. And then some guy goes around you and it's just like, yeah, she slept with that other dude.
Or he says, I hit that.
All right.
Yeah, no, that happens all the time. Like, other bouncers just say that. Or, like, dude, you don't know how many first dates I've seen with the same girl. Like, coming to the bar. And I'm just, like, not. I'll be like, damn, you're back again. Like, this is your spot.
Didn't that happen to you, though?
That did happen to me.
I think that's a good story for another day.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, no, it's just, I don't think I would ever date. Unless the person was, like, really solid, but I know a lot of bar folks, and, like, everybody sleeps with everybody, even with, like, customers, and I'm just not into that, man. So,
yeah,
like, I get people having bodies back in the past, and, like, it's one thing to, like, have that, but it's another thing to actively see multiple people that you've slept with on a nightly basis come into the bar. Like, I just wouldn't be comfortable with that.
I can't wait to just – we're just going to keep diving into Danny's wild dating life and then hopefully other people's dating life.
Yeah, y'all let us know.
If you guys want to send in your crazy profiles that you're seeing or conversations that you see, just like Moshele did and like Danny did, we love to see it. We love to talk about it, laugh about it.
Send it in, man. Send it in. Or woman.
No shame.
This is all love. I mean, you know, we definitely hope that Danny does find that person one day.
She's definitely not in a bar.
She's – maybe at a bar right
now. She's studying right now.
She's probably studying right now.
Sure, she's getting lit right now.
Get that education, baby.
Oh, she's getting lit right now. That'd be my type of girl for you.
Wow.
Wow. She's probably not doing lit right now.
She's probably at lit Bible study.
you hope she's at Bible study right now.
I do hope she's at Bible study.
But you're not at a Bible study. So what would she say?
Oh my God.
I'm not at a Bible study, what, like currently right now? I do my own Bible study.
Because we're doing a podcast right now.
Because we're doing a podcast right now.
That's the only reason.
But just going forward, yeah. Can't wait to hear more. Can't wait to talk about more. Thank you, Camilo, for joining us.
Of course.
And
100%, man.
We're going to love you having being on here with us, man.
Totally. Good times, man. Good times.
Great first episode, season 2, episode 1. Let's keep it rolling. Thank you guys. And again, like always, follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, TikTok, everything, guys.
Instagram.
Comment, share, like, tell everybody, subscribe. Like we did that there.
Jinx, you owe me a
second. And we'll see you on the next one. This is Sip Slow.
Catch y'all on the next drink.
Y'all take care.